From Michigan Radio and the Detroit Journalism Cooperative, I'm Lester Graham. Across Detroit, neighborhoods are trying to figure out what they can do to remake their community. One neighborhood is pinning hopes on something it still has that most of Detroit's other neighborhoods lost long ago. There used to be dozens of movie theaters scattered across Detroit's neighborhoods. Nearly all of them have been closed and demolished. But there are a handful left, and one of them is the Alger. It's in the Morningside neighborhood on Detroit's east side. Paul Phillips is a board member of the Morningside Community Organization. He says the Alger was once central to the area.
The Alger was one of our cornerstone facilities here in the Morningside area. There's been a long history of the Alger Theater, and we've been hoping that it would be restored soon.
The Alger opened in 1935. With no TV, no internet, the movie theater was a major source of entertainment. Plus, it had air conditioning long before it was common in homes. But by the 1980s, the Alger fell on hard times. A nonprofit group formed in 1983, the Friends of the Alger Theater, bought the building a couple of years later. For more than three decades, the group has been slowly renovating the theater.
We are looking to activate a community center here on the corner of Warren and Outer Drive that serves these Eastside community members.
This is Friends of Alger board member Melissa Bunker.
It'll be available for their use. We will do programming as well as hopefully house different performing arts groups, could be educational groups. We are going to be doing all things including film.
So as I look around, there are parts of the theater that, you know, look okay, and then there are other parts that look pretty damaged. I mean, there's exposed pipes because of rotting plaster. It hasn't been painted for a while. Looks like a lot of work ahead of you.
What we've done thus far is work that you can't see. We've done asbestos remediation. It's expensive, it's not sexy, and no one can see it.
Now they're starting to work on the outside of the building. They want the surrounding neighborhoods to see that they're making progress. Paul Phillips says the residents are talking.
People are wondering what's getting ready to happen there, especially since they've been redoing the storefronts there. And then there's also been buzz since last summer that there's going to be something happening on the rooftop. They've seen sketches, but no one has really seen what's going to be there. So there's excitement.
The rooftop will be the site of a patio, and we can tell you about one of the stores that's going in the street-level spaces, an ice cream parlor. Christopher Riley is renovating a storefront now.
I have my own creamery, Riley Craft Creamery, located here in Detroit, and I want to open up a retail location here at the Alger Theater.
Riley lives in the East English Village neighborhood adjacent to Morningside. He says opening in Midtown or Corktown might be a better business decision, but
Those neighborhoods don't need any help. I really kind of see like the seeds of a real turnaround and renaissance. But no one's going to move over here unless there's some cool services. And I'm really excited about this Alger project because I think this project's going to serve to really be like the anchor of these neighborhoods in the area, you know, to finally see some resurgence.
The added benefit is that the Alger Theater will have a tenant, a regular source of income to supplement the nonprofit's fundraising efforts. Melissa Bunker with Friends of Alger says the theater doesn't have to be perfect to be used. They had about a third of the seats fixed and cleaned for some events, including a movie. Bunker says the Alger can once again be the place to hold events and performances for the surrounding neighborhoods and the next-door Grosse Pointe suburbs.
We are in a very unique geographic position to be able to draw a very large market. And we can seat, when we get these seats up and going, you know, 600-700 people. Where can you do that? Nowhere.
There's optimism, but Bunker says what they really need are volunteers and money to bring the Alger back for Detroit's east side. For the Detroit Journalism Cooperative, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.
Support for the Detroit Journalism Cooperative on Michigan Radio comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, the Ford Foundation, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.